Hello, so bonjour, it's Kitty, and it's December already. I have to work on new stuff for this month, and my current project is a hypno script, and I also have to finish the allurements. I still have orally allurements to do. All the little short skits, and then I have to do the long, lawful good, so I have to do that. But hypno is kind of on my priority right now, which will be a free audio. Everybody will have access to it. It's a big technical challenge, 'cause I don't understand it. It feels like learning ASMR all over again, because I don't like listening to it. It creeps me out. It weirds me out. And there's a lot of layering stuff to it, and I don't get binaural beats. Brother, my beta listener, tried making me listen to binaural beats, which he loves. And it triggers something deep in him. But to me, it just makes me feel like it's like nails on chalkboard. It's weird. So I'm gonna try hypnosis. I'm gonna do my very best. But know that Skitty has no idea what the fuck she's doing. All I have is this voice, okay? Which is probably not the voice I'm gonna use. I'm probably gonna go a little deeper, a little smoother. 'Cause I can't imagine someone getting hypnotized by squeaky skitty voice. It's just gonna be like really stupid. So let me see my doc, my Google Doc that I've written for myself. I found the hypnosis script, brother introduced one to me that was like 3,000 words long, and that's about half an hour plus of audio. Hypnosis scripts are hella long. Which I have trouble with long scripts. I eventually start yawning and getting out of character. So I thought I'd write my own script for myself. And so far, it's like 1,000 words. That's not too bad. So that's 10 minutes of audio. I need to stretch it out for at least double that. I think for a hypnosis script, I need at least 20 minutes of audio. I wrote most of the safer work stuff, the inducing into hypnosis. And then I guess the latter half I'll just lewd you guys. I am kind of considering, it's like maybe I could make a safer work version for sleepy times. That's just a thought. Maybe I'll read you what I have so far. I could read you, how many paragraphs do I have for myself? I write in chunks for myself. Usually with other scripts people write, it's like line by line by line. And it's like standard formatting for writers, but I write in blocks for myself. That way when I scroll on my phone as I read a script, there's less scrolling to do. That's my little trick. Okay, so I haven't really figured out what kind of voice I'm going to use for the script, so I might flip-flop around as I read this. So tags, it's going to be Bewitching a Cutie to Come is the working title in progress. F or M, just for simplicity. I'm not sure if I'll do a trans version or a female version at this current time, just because it's a new project for me and there's going to be tons of editing. It's going to be too complicated to do different versions at this current time. Maybe once I get the hang of things, it'll be a little easier. But I'm going to be working with a lot of layers, I think. Gentle trans, supernatural, witch, kissing, good boys. I'm going to pepper this with all the good boys. This tag I like. Pumpkin, I need your seed. You guys are going to be my pumpkins. Blowjob, it's going to be sweet. A relaxing ASMR. I haven't decided if I'm going to use my Rode, which is what I'm using right now, but it's in mono, Or else I'm going to use my 3DO. The 3DO is great for binaurals, that kind of surround sound feeling, but it's just, I love hate that mic. I hate it so much when I record because it picks up everything. If there's a bird tweeting outside, you'll hear it. That's why I record in the dead of night, when the world is dead. But the Rode mic, it'll be like fake stereo, because I have to set up two Rode mics kind of next to each other and pretend that I'm going from one ear to another. So maybe you guys could tell me which mic you prefer. Breathing exercises, countdown, and I'm aiming for 20 to 30 minutes of audio. We'll see. So, those are my tags and titles, for now. Yep. Part of the reason why I'm doing this ramble for you guys is, like, just to practice. And I'm not that great with writing. I kind of read aloud and write, read out loud and write. So, maybe I'll come up with lines for myself as I write this. Start of script. Hello, sweetie. Welcome to my humble abode. It's not much, but it's home sweet home. And honestly, there's not much else I could ask for. Well, maybe except you, pumpkin. Yes, you. And I'm so very glad you're here, because I need you. I need you to help me with a little task. Nothing big, nothing you can't handle. Don't worry, you'll be just fine. I promise, just come with me. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Come, come, come. Come a little closer. Closer and closer and closer. That's it. I won't bite. Maybe just a nibble, but I just want to look into your eyes. See how handsome you are. And then I'm going to inspect you super up close. I'm going to look at you. You know, I've heard a lot about you. Whispers here and there. You are an elusive one. And always playing hard to get. But I've always wanted to meet you. And now I can. So I appreciate you coming all this way to help me. Now let's see what I'm working with. Hold still. Can you do me a favor? Can you look this way for me? Yes, up here. Good. Now down. Down, down, down. Yes, there you are. Now to the right. You following? That's alright. And to the left. That's it. I'm reading a script, so I'm not really following along. I'm probably rushing through this. Wonderful. You're so good with following instructions. This is perfect. You'll do wonderfully. And I have to say, I knew you'd be cute, but oh, I didn't realize you'd be such an exquisite treat. I like you already, pumpkin. Now, you're here today to help me recuperate my powers. I'm a witch, as you can see. Magic, spells, and all that jazz. But magic has its limits. My magic requires fuel. And the particular type of fuel I need comes from you. Don't worry. I'm not gonna steal your soul. I'm not a succubus. Although, I will need your cum. Your balls are so heavy and full of yummy cum for me. Yes, pumpkin. I need your seed. As much as you'll give, I'll take. So, sweetie, will you be my willing companion? Will you be my good boy? Don't think too hard. And this is a limited time offer. So say yes. Yes, yes, yes. Be a good boy for me. Anyways, so it kind of goes on from there. I'm going to try to write another 1,000 characters. 1,000 words. And we'll take it from there. So that's my little preview. This is my little ramble. And that's it for now.